Asterisks. Reading a book by a respected poet, I come to a poem that I don't understand. It's one of many, really, but as this one is particularly famous, I surrender my pride to the internet and conduct a quick search from which I learn that the piece is about the death of the author's father. More confused than ever, I return to the book, wondering how I could miss something so essential. It's here somewhere in all these words, this tangled rosary of stanzas linked by asterisks, but I could never find Waldo in his red and white world, the crown among the zigzags in highlights hidden pictures, and even now, I concede, I am not clever enough to find the death of this man's father in his poem. As a boy, I was in special education, pinched into tiny cinder block rooms that stank of citric cleanser and earwax. We studied the mathematics of bananas and apples, fought with prepositions, tried our hands at haiku, converting syllables into one too many blackbirds, while in other rooms, students turned numbers into music and made chemicals react in puffs of natural magic. Monumental, blurbs one writer. Resonating, raves another. Erudite, unflinching. I stare into the page the way one stares into a 3D poster waiting for an image to emerge, but nowhere can I see a dead father. Frustrated, I lay the volume aside and begin tidying the room, anxious to shake off this sense of inadequacy, as I was once so eager to escape the syndromes and impediments and congenital hygienes of my classmates. When I stared into the night sky of a workbook, the constellations, dots I couldn't connect, figures I couldn't grasp, which existed, I was told, somewhere above me.